ya Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 28, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe and the war in Ukraine.
Police in Zimbabwe have arrested 16 people in connection with the death of a Citizens Coalition for Change supporter, Boneni Ncube, who was attacked while attending a by-election party rally at Mbizo Shopping Center in Kwekwe yesterday.
In a memorandum to the officer in charge of the Criminal Law and Order section in the Midlands province, state security agents in Kwekwe said investigations are in progress and the suspects will appear in court soon to face charges of murder and public violence as defined in Section 36 of the Criminal Law Codification Reform Act.
According to the CID, the suspects attacked people attending the rally while CCC leader Nelson Chamisa was addressing the larger crowd.
Police said they reacted to the scene and got information that the accused person were hiding at Chess Gardens, Viso 11 in Kwekwe, which is about a kilometer from the venue where they raided and arrested suspects. Police said they are looking for Kennedy Simbi, who is believed to be the main person who inflicted the fatal blow on the deceased.
And going to Ukraine now, according to the United Nations, more than 420,000 people have been displaced by the war, with most of them seeking refuge in neighboring countries.
According to the government of Ukraine, the war has claimed the lives of over 350 Ukrainians. Talks between Russia and Ukraine are underway today to find a way forward for the crisis. Yebokambe mahlabe zulindani lapha likhona endaweni zophezulu umhlaba esijeneyo. Namhla ku live talk sikhuluma ngokwenzakala khona ngale eZimbabwe. Lapha sikhangele khona ukuthi kungani kulabantu ababothweyo abayi 16 okungani bazahamba ejale lomthetho wandaba. Abantu laba ke kukhanya bahlasele abakubandla le MTC Citizens Coalition for Change, elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa izolo eKwekwe. So ke khonapho ke kungani abantu laba abaningi bangkhona bakubandla leZANU PF ngokutsho kwamapholisa. So lithi liwadinga abantu laba lazela bathola becatshile kwenye indawo kuthiwa yi-Gardens khona ngale ke eKwekwe. Abantu laba bahambe bethole imikhonto, bethole amabhemba lokunye, bahlasela abantu ngesikhathi uChamisa ekhuluma esesitejini. So ke i-Law and Order section yeKwekwe ithi ke ama-investigations aqhubekela phambili. So abantu laba bakhanyisa umthetho wandaba ukuthi bebhekane necala lokubulala njalo necala lokwenza udlakela. So ke ama-CID athi ke abantu laba kukhanya ngazani into kade beyenza bebeyazi, njalo kukhanya ngazani abanye njengoba nitshilo abantu abathwela amakhadi ebandla leZANU PF. Omunye wabo kuthiwa ngeKennedy Simbi, amapholisa athi amdinga ngamahlobomvu. Kanye nguyo obulele ke uJahwa Ncube ngokumgwaza. So babona ngani umgwaze ngomkhonto kumbe umgwaze ngenqamo. Ye, siyabona Ukraine kona manje siyabona ukuthi United Nations sokula abantu 410,000 asebebaleke kwele Ukraine, bebalekela impi. Abantu laba sebeyaphephela emazweni athiyeneyo. Uhulumende la uyabika ukuthi abantu abayi 350 kwele Ukraine sebebulewe khona ngale ngesikhathi sempi leyi. So njalo kule mbiko yokuthi kulokukhulumisana phakathi kwele Russia lele Ukraine ngenxa yokuthi kukhanya ngani ukulwisana lokhu kungani kuya kulobuhlungu obunzima. Mavela, sikhanya kunjalo ke singazi ukuthi uye ngaphomunye wami mbona ngasamboni lapha, mbona ngani umane wakhumeka ye kuthi mkhangele mbone. So ke kukhanya ngazani kulakhonokho kungani kuyahlupha okunye okumangalisayo. So singakayivele khatshana silobaba uDr Simba Mavaza, ye udokotela Simba Mavaza ngoyibandla leZANU PF ukhona ngale ke eBritain ibranch ye-United Kingdom yebandla leZANU. Dr. Mavaza, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So there's this political violence in Zimbabwe, and police are saying, you know what, they've arrested 16 people, and most of them are ZANU PF activists. And they actually spelled that in bold letters. So what is going on here? What do you think could be happening?
There are two things we must look at, and we must be very frank about it. The previous day, the president was addressing people in Kwekwe, and in his address, he said, "We are not a violent party." So ZANU-PF is not a violent party. So these people who went on and attacked the Chamisa's people who were having their own rally, they were not sent by ZANU-PF. They might be members of ZANU-PF, yes, we agree, but they have not been sent by our party. And our party is actually looking at them with revulsion. It's surprising. That's why the police have arrested them. That's why the police are doing their job. So I can assure you, ZANU-PF is not a violent party. I understand. MDC has gone up and down attacking ZANU-PF because of the attack by its members. You must know that 75% of Zimbabweans support ZANU-PF. So if you throw a stone in a crowd, you can hit a ZANU-PF member. If you throw a stone in thieves, you can hit a ZANU-PF member because we are the majority. But it does not make us a violent party. So, yes, we condemn violence at all costs. There is no way I can sit here and proudly say ZANU-PF is good in violence. We persuade people. We do not even want violence. We want to hear violence in the papers, but not in practical. We know MDC always lie about violence, but this time there was violence, and the police have arrested the guys, and they're investigating. We'll come to the bottom of it, and very soon we'll know. But the truth is, Zimbabweans, we are ashamed. In ZANU-PF, we are ashamed. If these are our members, shame on them, because this is not what we stand for. We do not stand for violence. We cannot go and spear our relatives. They can be Chamisa's people, but they are Zimbabweans. The bottom line is they are all Zimbabweans. They've got their right. Democracy means you can decide to choose whomever you want to choose, support whom you want to support. You cannot be beaten for that reason. You have to be persuaded. If I can't persuade you, go ahead. We cannot be a proud party if we don't have a party we are beating in elections. So ZANU-PF wants opposition. We promote opposition. We even pay them in Poland to become strong opposition members. We need opposition. A strong opposition party makes ZANU-PF work hard. And that's what we want as a party. We are not afraid of the opposition. We cannot attack at all.
Thank you very much. Let's hear from Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson for the president of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to the program, Dr. Sibanda. Thank you very much. We are happy that you've actually joined the show. So tell us about what happened over the weekend, and we understand that you actually attacked while the president of the party was addressing people. You know, just give us a brief of what happened.
Well, as the world witnesses, what took place is what we saw happening on the 1st of August 2018, when ZANU-PF was rigging the elections, where, you know, military style, we were attacked. The president was also attacked when he was having a press conference soon after the elections in the same manner. So ZANU-PF has this incessant fear of the president, of President Chamisa, that every time they have to resort to these extraordinary actions, including serious attacks that end up with people dead, killed for no apparent reason, simply to make the point, Chamisa is not allowed to participate in politics in Zimbabwe because ZANU-PF is afraid. The evidence that is there is very clear that this was a ZANU-PF attack on a meeting of the citizens, and as the president said, he had intelligence actionable intelligence and good authority about these things, and as the president said, this is attacking citizens is completely unacceptable, it should not happen in a democracy. And as the president asked the question, why is Mnangagwa becoming worse than Ian Smith? And what does he think? And you have the president's impassioned call to reason, the president's impassioned call today for an objective look at our ways of doing things and seeing whether or not we can begin to love our country again and give it an opportunity to become as great as it is supposed to be. So it's embarrassing that those that claim to have given us freedom are the ones that are oppressing us worse than those that they were freeing us from.
Yes, marvelous. Go ahead.
Tombonzwa kubva kwamuri vasivanda kuti pari zvino matano api amuchatora pane chiitiko ichi chakaitika nezuro kukwepa.
Mutambi regere handina kunzwa mubvunzo.
Yesiti kona kuine zvakwenza ulandira udlakela lolo kuina kulandelayo pambili kona.
Made a declaration, a statement today, and there's really very little that was. I've never heard a leader look at the repercussions, questionable, laughable, and great political statements about the state of our country. I think that the president has said that Zambia must begin to think about what they want to see happening in the country when they are killing young people who are simply asking to wake up because they want jobs, who are simply asking to change because they need to have the family to set up a place to study, weekend, a place to go to come back home to good people who simply want that. And it is not for the MDC for supersede that's in our mouth. To decide what direction it has to take, because the president says we've always done the right thing and we are with the citizens. A little fast to make presidents, I mean, so they bring themselves in. That is why you see that people were injured at that with citizens of quite quick. Because we don't do that. The amount of support that the people's movement, the CPC, has, the number of citizens of this country that are now partaking in political activities because of the leadership provided by the president is amazing. And that is the direction. Nothing will beat the citizens. And that is what the president said. I thank him for relating closely to the citizens and also for working almost entirely with the citizens and for the citizens, because that is the direction that our country will take. America is a great country because of its democracy, and that its democracy sees the participation of every citizen. So are all other democracies that are successful. And that's the only direction that the president wants. He wants a direction that supports the agenda of the
citizen.
Yes, I'm going to say, kufanele lasebenze achinke indlela enza ngayo izinto elizweni umnangakwa labantu bakhe ngoba sebesenza uzame lokuncindezela abantu ngendlela ezilaleyo ebisenziwa u-Ian Smith. Umbuzile umbuzo oqotho kakhulu ukuthi kathi ucabanga nini umnangakwa nxa esencindezela abantu beZimbabwe ukwedlula uncindezelo olwaphuma kuSmith. Umbuzile njalo ukuthi kathi awukuboni yini mnangagwa ukuthi okwenza abantu baphuma bayakulwa impi ngesikhathi sikaSmith yikuncindezelwa ngendlela efana lalo yenza. Kathi bona ucabangani umlandu ngokamnangagwa labantu bakhe ukuthi balungise isidaba lwabo lokuthi kabathandwanga bantu sebebuleli ilizwe babuyelemba bavume lokho bese besekela izenzo zabo. Ngoba kazilunga ubuzile upresident samsanamsanje wathi kathi wena mfethu akungitshela ukuthi unabantwana lawo kwele Zimbabwe, ule muzi kwele Zimbabwe, kathi ungezwa njani nxa omunye umuntu ezathi wena ufuna umsebenzi abe lokho buye ezothatha abantu abakho abagongoti babulawe. Ukubone ngani kuqina ngani umlandu ngokamnangagwa ukuthi ekele udlame lwakhe ngoba alusoze lumsize asuze lufikisa ilizwe leZimbabwe esibangeni esiqondileyo njalo kuzahluphayela umnangagwa usiye phambili. Sibone ngani inkulumo kapresident kumbe singamthi umongameli uThamisa iqakathekisa khona ukuthi silungise ilizwe lethu njalo akabuyele emuva akazange athini uyabuyele emuva uzale lokho esebenza lezi zalongenzelo zeZimbabwe.
Umavelo sibecela ukufaka ngasitshona khona.
Atisu vachamisa vabvunza vamunangagwa kuti zvino zvaakudzvanyirira vana veZimbabwe nenzira inokunda yaita Ian Smith nguva yeudzvanyiriro unofungidzira kuti zvooperere izvozvo zvinonangepi
unosanganwa here nanga kwakuti vana venyika ino vakabuda vakandogara musango vachitambudzika vachigira kuti vawane kuzvitonga kuzere zvino waakutodzokera shure uchindobata kusina kana kundobata varungu kupindira uchiponda vana venyika ino vari kufaka vari kuti aiwa tiri kuda shwandoo nekuti mabasa tikakugara katika kuti hama dzedu dzakaputa munyika tinotsvaka kurarama dzidoto kutitsvaka kurarama munyika ino funga kuti izvozvo zvinotisvikisepi uye zvinonatsei dzora maitiro ako kuitira kuti vana vezimbabwe vagotanga kugarisana vachivaka nyika yavo nenyaya iyoyo vachamisa vasundidzira basa rekugadzirisa zvakaipa munyika zvekuurayiwa kuri kuita vanhu kuna vamunangagwa kwayabva vakati ivo vacharamba vachiendera mberi manzwiro andaita vachishanda nevana vezimbabwe hapana basa rakakosha kukunda rekuita basa nevana vezimbabwe nokuti ndo varedzi venyika ndo vanofanirwa kutererwa ndo vanhu vacharamba vachifambidzana na president Musa iye uyu kana achida kuramba achiita izvezvi uye ari kuponda macitizens ka achapindurana nawo
iye sicela uvale ibhatani yakho ke siye kubaba usikhumbuzo mlalazi usebhilitane incwadi kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo baba umlalazi welcome to the program sir
thank you very hello sister Mavi and the people of Zimbabwe my dears
iye siyabonga kakhulu ke akuthi ukuthi wena ukubona njani udlakela lolu olwenzakalayo
akubuhlungu baba Dube ngiqale ngokuthi e-Ukraine ngala abantu bayabulalana Dube I've been watching and seeing people are selectively praying for the people of Ukraine and they are being taken to the safety of the place of safety from the war zone and often black people are left in Ukraine to die khonokho baba Dube ngokubona kwami ngibona ngani kumele ngabe kuyasenda i-message ebantwini abamnyama whoever they are ikakhulu ezweni efana neZimbabwe kune-culture of violence political violence because if you listen to the political leaders and the political supporters you might think they love political parties more than the country Zimbabwe itself so mina bengibona ngani it's embarrassing for any leader any political leader of Zimbabwe who is failing maybe to unite himself with other people, whether they are his rivals or their enemies, to put our country first. Because if you look at it now, the temperatures are boiling up and people are ready to defend their parties, not to defend the country. And you think, if you look at them, you think of leaders who came before the current leaders, people like Jeff Rangomo, you see, they thought they were fighting for the right cause. Now all that is being soiled, and it's embarrassing to have people, whoever thinks they will free Zimbabwe, yet people are divided. I don't think it's fair to anyone, because everybody in Zimbabwe, I think every citizen of Zimbabwe are desperate for change. Not just political change, but the situation of Zimbabwe. Now, if you look at it and listen to political leaders and political supporters, they are only there to support their parties, not the country. They don't care about other people who are not interested in politics. Because if you look at it, the rallies, you'll see that in a place like Pekwe or Harare, you'll see that majority of the people, they don't attend those rallies. But they're being affected with the effects of and failures of the leaders who could see that. It is very important to think for a country like Zimbabwe, which is suffering for over 20 years now. I think the only person who are going to save us is the leader who is going to say Zimbabwe has to be united. Zimbabwe has to be united, and that will be happening through dialogue. Because fighting and killing each other is like a culture now, and it's not going to, nobody will win. So I think to me, all these people are talking for their political parties. They should, first of all, start now smelling their armpits and feel the pain that our people are dying because of the political failures. And I think it comes from all parties of Zimbabwe. They should now think it's about time now they think we are living the 21st period, and then we are better off united than divided. and it's an embarrassment to black people, even if you are coming, if you are watching from Nigeria and listening to Zimbabwe and scratching each other like that for political mileage. I think it's very bad.
Yeah,
We are weaker that way. We are better off united together for a cause, because the cause is to have a clean Zimbabwe and a respected people, because now Zimbabwe has become a job, and Zimbabwe has become a laughing stock, because people are quarreling and fighting for political, I don't know what it is. So I'll leave it there, Baba.
Yes, I was our colleague. Marvelous, also one can open up. Dr. Marvelous.
I want to get you both from there, Dr. Marvelous, or two goals were up for Ramlala's Varutora Evo to Shaka Kosha. Kuti mapato emunyika vawanikwe ivo vachikurudzirana kuti pawanikwe paine runyararo uyezve kutaurirana nhaurirano rekuti zvinhu zvinofamba sei. Zvinoita here kuti vatungamiri vemapato toti pachaitwa rally inotevera toona mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa vachitaura nyaya iyoyi yekuti mhirishonga haifaniri kunge ichiitika kunyange kuri kupati kwavo kana kupati kweavo vanopikisa navo?
Thank you so much. Chekutanga ndechekuti ndoda kuti tinyatsonzwisisana kuti sebato reZANU-PF tiri kuramba kuti violence haisi haibve kupati mhirizhonga nezvibhakera. Bato reZANU-PF harikurudzire zvakadaro. Saka chiitiko chakaitika kukwekwe chinototyisa nekutoshoresa, ende chakashoreka. Ndokusaka mutungamiriri wenyika abvumira kana audza mapurisa kuti atsvage munhu akaita kana vanhu vakaita umhondo uyu vasungwe. As a result, vanhu vasungwa nekukasika kuratidza kuti party napurezidendi havamiririre svina yakadaro yekuuraya nekurova vanhu nekusawirirana. Nau kupindura kwedu ndichati munzwise kuti as a party MDC CCC nemamwe mapato ese aifanira kubatana navamunangagwa in fighting violence, kwete kutsvaga nguva yekuti tawana nguva yekurova vamunangagwa musoro nezvaitika nevamwe vanhu vangu utawo vega vasina kutuma. Iyi haisi nguva yekuti tirwisane titore advantage of such a sad thing. This is a sad thing and we are sorry about it and we apologize kuti on behalf of Zimbabwe, this is not ZANU-PF, you know. This is not the second dispensation. Yeah, it's a new dispensation. It's something one vagara neumhondo hwavo. Uyezve vawanikwa vari vakawanda kulodge yakambenga ari mutungamiriri akambenga ari gurukota rezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika kana state security vamuda. Hatinzwisise ende yagara inongozivikanwa kunzi vamuda vaimboita maproblems ekuti vane chikwata chine mapfumo nemabhemba chinorova vanhu. Asi zvanga zvatiperei. Saka ibasa remunhu mumwe chete nevanhu vake vaari kutuma, yekuti mapurisa ari kuda kuona kuti can this connect to Muda. If it does, anosungwa. If it doesn't, havasungwa.
So there's a lot there, right?
Vanotsanangura tichaitika kana kuti nemhaka iyi zvaitika saizvozvo. Saka if we look at this issue all together, ZANU-PF has condemned the violence. And it has not said it is good. And again, it is wrong for MDC, CCC, and other party to stand up here and start hammering ZANU-PF for this. Let's stand together and say no to violence. We fight as a team. We fight as Zimbabweans. Because the people who are killed, besides being CCC members, they are Zimbabweans. We stand for the country. and the government is for the country. So let us stop looking at the party level. Let's look at the national level. This must be condemned by the whole nation, and it's not the fault of ZANU-PF, and we must not blame ZANU-PF. Let's blame the individuals and make sure we make an example of them that this will not be done again.
So, but we still remember that in the 1980s, something of that nature happened, right?
Mm.
Still remember that? So why is it that we are having a similar thing right now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Yes.
I'm surprised when you say in the 1980s something of this nature happened. Can you be specific with which one?
I still remember the Kukuraundi atrocities and some people actually butchered others and were actually granted some kind of amnesty by the former president.
Okay.
And some of them were linked to ZANU-PF. Just briefly, and then we'll go to Spanda.
Quickly, I have told you from the beginning that this is a new dispensation. So the new dispensation was not there in those days I'm talking about. And again, the Kukuraundi issue, it's a completely different issue. It's not it does not have the star here. So when you're looking at what we are looking at now, this, let's look at this and let's not cast aspersions. Let's deal with the problem and finish with it. That's how we can treat the ill. It is an ill, it has to be treated.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Quiet, Dr. Sibanda, can you react to what Dr. Mavaza was saying and all these other things?
Mm-hmm.
By the same political organization. And that these people are brothers, they're sisters, they're cousins. Their mothers, their fathers. These people are to somebody what I am to my brother. They are what you are to your daughter or your son. They are what Mavaza is to his brother. And explaining away somebody's murder and death on the simple basis that, you know, we now can try to push it to Muda and disown it is in my view unfortunate. We should simply be able to say that the killing, if I was a member of ZANU-PF or a party that killed, that continues to have a history of killing people, I would be saying, with my humanity, I don't belong here. With who I am, I cannot associate with this. I don't want to excuse it. I just want those people to face justice. And I want to belong to a political party that will never and does not kill people, does not find excuses for the murder of citizens, citizens of a country that they call home, the only country that they can ever belong to. You see, Nube was killed in his own country, in his own hometown, in his own stadium, around the people that he has always known and lived with, the people he loved, and simply because he was at a place that somebody, that another political party decided he should not have been at. And you know what? There shouldn't be a place like that in this time on earth, and there shouldn't be anybody that supports an organization that has such tendencies. In fact, Mavaza and his president, Dambudzo Mnangagwa, should be either resigning from their organization that has a history of murder as a result of this latest murder, and we know they are looking for more blood to let. They should be resigning, or what they should be doing is reforming their ideas, and moving away from those old ideas that are almost archaic and old school and so primitive, as President Chamisa said. You know, we can't be killing people with spears in 2022. It's just not where we should be. We should be killing people anywhere. Now, I really encourage Mavaza to walk the talk. Walk out of ZANU-PF, Mavaza. You will be respected by the world. You will be respected by the people. You will have some people in ZANU-PF who may walk with you, provide the leadership. And ask Mnangagwa to walk out of this murderous organization and begin to respect humanity. That is the test of the measure of our character. It is what we stand with and what we can't stand with.
Everything else is useless, useless rhetoric. Everything else is not worth anything, Mavaza. What is worth something is to vote with your feet, vote with your action, get out and show the world where you stand.
Yes, Karumfagas, individual.
Bengisathi mina uMavaza ngiyamuzwa ukuthi ungani ukhala ngokuthi yena ucabanga ukuthi kuthiwa lokhu kwenziwe ngizivanyabanyana. Ngithi mayuyu mfowethu, yekela ukudinga izizathu mfowethu zokuthi kathi kungakwenziwe yini, kungakwenzakale njani. Iqiniso likhona, into le yenziwe izanu ngoba kuzanu kuyinhlala yenza ukuhlala silela abantu. Nxa ungavumelani lakho Mavaza, lo president wakho uNambuthi Mnangagwa, ngithi mina yenzani into e-right, votani ngezinyawo zenu, liphume kulinhlanganiso ebulala abantu, esisaziyo ngokubulala abantu, niyezimela laphana. Nxa kuyikuthi alifuni ukuphuma, yenzani ukuthi namhlanje lokhu, lo muntu obulela umuntu ngoba liyamazi ngowenu kuzanu, limbambe, limfake ejele, bese liguqula inhlanganiso yenu, liyikhiphe kulolu dlame, liyikhiphe kuthini isisesibangeni sokuthi isincindezele unsundu wele Zimbabwe ukwedlula uncindezelo lolo belukhona ngesikhathi sikaSmith lusenziwa ngabelungu abalutshwane ekade bencindezele umuntu omnyama. Kathi yini kathi elikuqakathekisayo kangako ngebandla kumbe ngenhlanganiso eyaziwa ngokubulala abantu abamnyama kwele Zimbabwe? Selihuquluzela qeda abantu, kathi lifuna abantu baze bathini? Mina ngithi votani ngezinyawo zenu, fumani livale okuyihlanganiso kweni lokhu okodlame nokubulala abantu. Akuqakathekanga ukuthi libe khona khonapho libe selikhuluma nje ngomlomo ukuthi hayi kubi, hayi sibone ngani kwenziwe ngomunye umuntu nje. Yini lidinga izizathu? Nikelani ukudinga izizathu bafowethu. Phumani.
Yes, cela ukufaka.
Phumani livale kuyihlanganiso kweni lokhu.
Yho, ufanele ngasifuna ba.
Nangani chithini kuna bamavaza ndanzwa kungavari kuthi ivo vari kutswaga kuti vati aiwaka tisikuziva kuti chaizvakaita izvi ndiyatoziva ndewe zanu asi ari kuita zvisina kunaka isusu napurezidendi wedu Nambudzi Mnangagwa hatizvifariri aiwaka regai kuti hamuzvifarire munhu wakafa vanhu vakakuvadzwa vanhu vakakuvadzwa ava vamavhaza nuva akafa anobva kwaakabva kumba akabva achinzi baba vambobuda bamunini vaenda vari kudzoka sekuru vanga vari pano makuseni muningi naumwe munhu iyeye aurayiwa munhu wosewe semi vamavhaza naMnangagwa kana muchingowo kurwadziwa kwandiri kuiti kana pano kana muri kurwadziwawo nekuti taane vanhu vatema vari kuponda vanhu vatema kukunda mapondierwo aita vanhu vatema nevarungu ndiri kutini itai chinhu chinoita kuti tiremekedze zvamunotaura kudai muzana vamavhaza nakombredi Nambudzi Mnangagwa kana kuti nomuti ndiani budai muzanu kana mabuda imomo nokuti mumee muchiziva kuti zanu iri kungoramba ichingoita history yekuponda vanhu vatema. Hazvisiri izvo zvakaenderwa kuhondo izvi kuti tigouya tichipedza vanhu vatema. Naizvozvo tinyareiwo musarambe muchimbotivhara maziso. Mune umhondi muno muzanu umu mune ngozi irimo inoita kuti murambe muchingoponda vanhu. Kudai mumuvhare chinhu chenechi. Takaora chinhu chenechi.
Vamavaza
manzi vazvekutaurwa navasibanda anzi chinhu chenyu chezanupf chaora uyezve vari kuti iwo sei musiri kuwanikwa imi muchigona kuti mupedze nyaya yekupondwa nyanya kwevanhu tichiona kutaura kwavaita vati vanube vakabuda vachienda kurali murumwewo ihanzvadzi uyezve vaienda vachiti vachadzokera kumba vachienderera pamberi neupenyu hwavo asi vakazorasikirwa neupenyu vaenda kurali iyi yeCCC.
Waita basa mavhu vasibanda vane dambudziko kwete iwo wega bato ravo rine dambudziko rinokurirwa nekufunga nemaemotions. Hakuna ari kufara kuti kune munhu akaurayiwa, zvinonzwisa tsitsi. Ende munhu haana kurayiwa nezanu, akaurayiwa nevanhu vari kunzi vanofungidzirwa kunzi ndevebato rezanu. Hakuna atavaona vane maidhikadzi, hakuna atavaona kuti tinaumurirejisa medu, asi vanhu And that is kuti vakaita zvakanaka tiri kuti ndokusaka vasungwa kana vasungwa kana vachinge vari vanhu vezano tichavabvisa mumusangano kuti musangano wedu hause violent party and musangano wedu musangano wevanhu saka hatingauraye vanhu iko zvese tiri kutoedza nepati nogona kuti tiudze vanhu vari kuMDC vari kuCCC kuti uyai kumba uyai kuzano ndokwamunodiwa hatisi kuda kuvaunza nemapfumo neutano nemakano hatibate mapfumo tinotaura nemuromo nekuvaratidza gwara remusangano kana ukatarisa yatoti slogan yezano inoendera mberi inoti asingazive ngaadzidziswe vanube vakaurawa tine urombo and tinonzwira mhuri yavo urombo tinoti kune mhuri yavo dai mwari avanyaradza asi hakusi kuda kwezano PF hazvinei nemusangano wezano ende vanube vakatonzwawo nezuro wacho vamunangagwa vachiti nyika ino haichabvumirwa kupinda mumhirizhonga yekurwira mapato saka ndokusaka vakasimuka vachifara kuenda kumusangano kwavo idzi nhubu naradada nhundira mutsime dzakazobata mapfumo nekubaya vanhu kumusangana havana kutumwa nemusangano wezano saka ndiri kuti ini kuna Dr. Sibanda vasibanda kana muchida kuti tirwise utsotsi neumhondi hwakadai ngatibatanei pakurwisa umhondi let's come together kana vemabhora vakavengana wani vanopfuga pamwe chete vachirwisa racism even if they are opposing teams they kneel together my opposing teams they are kneeling together against Ukraine mubhora we can kneel together ZANU-PF and CCC against violence and make sure it's gone and mapurisa todada nawo they've done the right thing within 24 hours vatosunga about 16 people vakatobatwa vatovhandwa mangwana vanenge vachienda kudare hakuna ari kunzi varegererei mamiti yedu hakuna ari kunzi varegererei vanhu vedu imhondi and vanoshandisa mapanga nemakano hatidaro izvo hatishandisi zvakadaro totaura nemuromo saka tiri kuti isusu yes violence hakuna anoti yakanaka yakaipa it must never be heard of not gore rino harisi gore reviolence iri the new dispensation yakatanga nekuti nekuvhura mademocratic windows ese a democratic space is open for everybody kuti anzwisise kuti nyika yeZimbabwe tine vana vemunhu mumwe chete tikurira mukaka wedu asi hatibayani nemapfumo hatiurayani nekuda kwepolitics we just talk and tichipesuedana tenda kumaelections tinourayana pavhoti anenge akundwa anosimukawo osiya vamwe achitonga tinovaziva vanhu vasingade zvekukundwa munoziva mbiri yavo vakakundwa vanobva vamhanya kumatare vanobvaudza kunyika dzakasiyana siyana but for this one isiri kuti aiwa zvakaitwa hazvina kunaka nobody is saying it's good and isu kuno inini as the member of ZANU-PF I don't support this my president does not support this the party at large that does not support this the political the CC central committee kusvika kuma DCC hakuna anosupporta umhondi wakadai hatiite zvakadaro in any case kana zano yaida kurova vanhu yagona kuvawanzira mudzimba murodhi 11 kotenda pachaunga hazvidwari izvozvo ndokunoti kusanyara kusapfeka chandinoda kuti ndikurudzire mavhu nagibs ndechekuti mapato anopikisa yaka musati mawana pekutamba napo kudyira sadza repanhamo kubva mataka kudaidza kuti kuti pasiwa ngatibva taurayirai zano pano kuita mbudzi yepanhamo aiwa iyi haisi nyaya yekambeni inyaya yepeace inyaya yefreedom of speech inyaya yefreedom after speech inyaya yefreedom yenyika yedu saka ngatibatanei tose kuti tibvise umhondi hwakadai asi
tisangozanuyes Dr. Mavaza as we are speaking right now there is a tweet from Job Wewaskala who is saying quote our CCC champion in Zengeza West Agatha Mochati has just been knifed on her head by ZANU-PF thugs in Zengeza 5 a few minutes ago who are being led by one Lloyd Mokahanana. At ED Mnangagwa must stop this nonsense of taking our nation through the garden path of war. Stop the violence. And it's got some very graphic pictures, you know, of the person that has been knifed. So under such circumstances, Dr. Mavaza, do you think this violence is containable?
is very condemnable. Iya wataura I baba is violent is anibefi. Kese toza jombo skala, anungo taura zwa hafunga, anungo mwashuka ose jira, se jira remdongi. Chongwa jiri jogu tipana hapa.
But at the moment, I mean, let's not attack a person who's not here. So if he was here, it was going to be fair.
Gibbs, I'm commenting on what the person who's not here has said here. So it must be attacked from the person who said it and what he had said. We cannot then debate it because he's not here. But he put on Twitter, so he's open to attack. He can tweet again and respond to me. But for now, he must hear what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to him is Job is a liar. We all know that. And so Scala should not say these are unpaid people. There must be investigations. There must be proof of it. How do you know? Maybe she's been fighting in the streets for something else. Maybe they are thugs. Maybe they are fighting for anything different. There is no rally in Zengeza. There is nothing in Zengeza now. We cannot just go after people knifing her in Zengeza 5. For what reason? So that is not true. That Zanzibar does not work like that. If it was at a rally, we would understand. It's in the streets. We don't even know. Maybe they are factions. They are fighting. We know, as you know, Gibbs, and you might not want to discuss it now, we know very well that Professor Ngobe is fighting with BT and Job Scala. He wants to run away because he's not happy there. There's factionalism in CCC. Everybody knows that. And if Jokora was here, we'll discuss it fully. But you understand very well that those people can be fighting themselves. They just have to blame Zanibe for it.
Let us go back to our
point. My issue in conclusion
is that we need
as a country to come together and to shore umondo rukuitwa uyu kwete kungora kungoshora ZANU-PF azvibatsiri. Let us look panyaya tonangana nezviripo tofambira chimwe chiendesa driver weambulance kwete kungosimuka tongoshambadza zvisiri izvi atiushakuchivisazane party yedu. It's a peaceful party.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Mr. Mlalazi, quiet. You've heard the two gentlemen talking here, and they've been very quiet and listening to the conversation. Quiet, and they make your comments.
I think I just want to give an example of what happened in Zimbabwe when the former president was falling. We saw people rallying, regardless of the party affiliation, people were just supporting the fall of the president. And we united as a country, MDC, the many factions of MDC, ZANU-PF, and all other political parties, they came together into Harare to say we want to work together as a people and to change our country for the best. And we've seen again in 2013, I believe, when SADC and other countries of Africa came to Zimbabwe to say we rather form a GNU, and they accepted that. And our country was moving to the right direction. And Kenya, for example, there's a light to say united people can make their country move forward. Raila Odinga and Uhuru in Nairobi, they are working together. I just want to ask the two gentlemen to say if, for instance, the leader of the CCC can then invite the leader of ZANU-PF to say, I'm having a rally in Bulawayo. Can you come and stand in front of the people and campaign together and say we want peace? We don't want people killing each other. Because once if people are running behind a truck branded with a political messages to say down with this party, down with this party, then you are sending people to kill each other. So all these people are talking now, they should understand people are killing each other because of the leadership poverty, I would say, in political parties, because there's no way that if a leader can preach, even if the people you support as an army, with AK-47, if you are going to stand in front of people and say, I don't want anyone in my party to be killing anyone, I do not believe that anyone can then go ahead and kill people. It shows that there's weakness in parties. So I think the only way forward for our country is for our leaders, before we go to any election, to come and campaign together. Say, for instance, I come from Namibia. All MPs from all parties, if they are going to have something they call a star rally, they must invite their rivals, because they are not enemies. They cannot be enemies when they live together. They must come together. whatever messages, people then decide, the voters will decide, because you cannot force people to vote for you. People have to decide whether this person is making sense or is just talking rubbish. As we are listening now from all the political defenders here, some people are supporting them, some people are thinking they are talking rubbish. So I would say anybody who is supporting a division of Zimbabwe, that person is talking rubbish. So I just want to think, if our leaders, for instance, the leader of the country and the leader of any political party, they can come together and say we're going for a rally for MDC rally, invite each other and then go and stand. They're not going to kill each other, of course, because they're protected. And then all these leaders, they should understand that the people who are dying, they are their people. They are Zimbabweans. So for us as a country, it's an embarrassment. We need our country to be counted as the best country. They can solve this. And solving this by only dialogue will solve our political problems permanently. Because these squabbles will never, there's no war which was in country which was built through war or three arguments like this. Even a home, you cannot have a family fighting like this and then you call that place a home. It's going to be unlivable. That's why people are running away because people are not united. So I'll urge this guy to say, they should invite all our leaders to come together when they are campaigning. Because if the leader is there, of the MDC, the leader of the CCC, the leader of the ZANU-PF, they are both all there, there's no one who are going to attack each other. Everybody will feel represented in that rally. So that's my view.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Dr. Kulego Swanda. Marvelous. Go ahead.
Gibbs, thanks, Marvelous. I just have a difficult time, Gibbs, in this time of strife and danger, where people are actually being killed, that my brother, Marvelous, wants to find neutrality on the cheap. And I say this with a lot of respect, okay? You can't say when people are being killed, you want to be neutral and kind of want to blame both sides, blame the murdered
person. Mr. Swanda.
Because the murdered person somehow...
Yes, go ahead, Swanda. Go ahead, yes.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. You can't blame the murdered person with the murderer because somehow you think the murdered person didn't beg the murderer not to kill them. It's just not right. It doesn't sit well with me. I would not do that. The fact of the matter is this, Marvelous, my brother. Is there a
knife? It is Mlalas. Mlalas, not Marvelous. Mlalas. Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, Mlalas, my brother. Sorry, Marvelous is the an anchor here. But yeah. Anyway, Mr. Mlalas, the fact of the matter is that a night before those gruesome murders and serious injuries on members of CCC, right in the middle of President Nelson Chamisa's speech, the vice president of the murderous organization that carried out terrorist activities at that rally, ZANU-PF, said that what he wanted to do, and that his primary goal in life, was to crush the CCC with a stone like lice. And what you had from President Chamisa, his vice presidents, and all the leadership of the CCC was a call for citizens to hold hands together and prepare to vote. You had two different messages, one, each of them very clear on their objectives, each of them sending very clear messages to the supporters on both sides. What what President Nelson Chamisa was saying is that the country shall go where its citizens want it to go, and the citizens must be respected. On the other hand, you had Chiwenga and his party president and the rest of the party rallying a message that says people must be crushed. This is the kind of language that always precedes mass murders. This is the kind of words that you hear from terrorist organizations across the world, that you must crush, that they are infidels, that they are bad people, that they are not like us, that they are the worst, that they are not desirable. You are othering other people. And somehow, my brother, to find neutrality in the middle of that and say that somehow you need us to go to ZANU-PF to beg them not to kill Zimbabweans,
with all due respect, my brother, we've passed a point where anybody should try and be neutral on murder. You know, I don't care who murders. If anybody in the CCC murders or orders the murders of anybody, I will tell you what I'm going to say because I am a lover of humanity. What I am going to do is to tell them that they must be ready to hang themselves. That I don't need to have a conversation with them for them to stop killing anybody. That I don't need them to go into a boardroom anywhere or into a rally with anybody. That killing is unacceptable, full stop. We can't even have a conversation about who should be killed and what conversation must be had before somebody must stop killing. Nobody must kill anybody, full stop. I do not like corporal punishment when it is being administered by a state. I do not like people being killed because somehow we think that they've committed a crime to start with. And I do not like being killed for any reason, anywhere, by anybody. For whatever, under whatever circumstances, I think life is sacrosanct. And for that reason, my brother, I beg to respectfully differ. I say all the time, those that keep quiet and seek for cheap neutrality when people are being murdered are tacitly aiding and allowing murder to take place. Even the United Nations has a simple principle that says the right to protect. When people are being killed by someone who has false arms and power, anybody in the world who is a human being has the right to act to protect those that are being murdered without having to ask the questions. This is where I stand on this matter. You ask no questions when people are being murdered for no apparent reason by those who have arms of power. You simply, if you can, you simply do what you can to prevent those murders, to stop them. And I can tell you, my brother, Lalaj, ZANU-PF is not about to stop killing no matter what you do because they want power. And they want to continue stealing from us. They will not talk to anybody. That's how they ended the GNU that you were referring to. They ended it by going to a fake court process that ended the GNU prematurely and called for the 2013 elections. It doesn't end well with ZANU-PF for as long as they still hold on to this. That is why the most rational thing is to ask those members of ZANU-PF that still have their humanity with them to resign from the murderous organization and its history of murder. If they mean what they say, they must leave that organization, allow it to die with its murderous history. And then we can rebuild this country anew. All together, brothers and sisters, disagree without being disagreeable. Disagree positively. Let's stop this pull him down mentality. In order for ZANU-PF to win, it thinks it has to pull down President Chamisa and kill him. That is wrong. We can do politics without murder. This is what President Chamisa has been saying since 2009, 2012 when he was attacked. The one thing he said on that bed when he was bleeding and on the brink of something worse was that there is a better way to do politics. He still says the same thing, and yet somehow we find a way to equate him with Mnangagwa. How do we even do that and go to bed at night?
Let's bring in Dr. Mavaza to respond to what Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda is saying. I know these two gentlemen have got some... let's hear whether he wants to resign.
Thank you. Dr. Sibanda is being very emotional, which I understand because somebody's died, but he's not being reasonable. We are saying the person who has killed or the persons who have killed Mr. Ncube, they are not ZANU-PF. They might be our members, but they are not on ZANU-PF ticket. And that is wrong. And we are not condoning that. We actually said this must be condemned. And we are saying, again, as ZANU-PF, we are a peaceful party. And Smanda knows that. That's why he can say what he's saying and he's still alive, because we are a peaceful party. We have not caused any injury to anybody. It has never been ZANU-PF thing. And Smanda does not understand. I can excuse him because probably his tone is not very correct. When the vice president says we want to crush them like Elias with a stone, he didn't say crushing them in death. crushing them in a ballot box. If we say it doesn't mean we want to kill you, it means we want to conquer you. We want to win. And we're going to win in a ballot box. Not winning in a street. We don't use spears, we've got guns. We don't use spears, and we don't use people who are not trained like those ones in Kwekwe. And I want you to know one thing, Gibbs. This is not the first time that there's been violence in Kwekwe. Even our own ZDPF members, we had a member of parliament of Shurugi North, Honorable Nyati, was attacked in Kwekwe by the same people who went to hide there, the same place where they were arrested by the police. When was having elections for the primary elections. And again, we had another colonel who was actually attacked in Kwekwe, and he ended up dying from the wounds. We are talking about last year. These are people who are not ZANU-PF, but the people who just cause problems, who just do it because they think they are pleasing the party. The party is not
It seems as if you know exactly where the problem is. You know the person who is...
We know what is happening. This is not ZANU-PF. That's why we know it. We know who is doing it. That's why the police have arrested them. And you know now because you have got the police memorandum. They have arrested 16 people in less than 24 hours. You must be applauded. This mother must be saying thank you to the police, but he never thanks. He never thanks anything good which is happened by the government. ZANU-PF would have simply kept quiet and said, we'll look for them. But no, it's not our people. They sent the police. The police went in there. They've been sent by the government. They've arrested people. They've brought them. They're going to court tomorrow. What more do you want from a party? You must celebrate when these things happen that we are no longer hiding people who are killing other people. We are a new dispensation. If you do your own thing which is not according to the way of ZANU-PF, you'll be arrested. And this is what has happened. Somebody must just say that and accept it. Not only standing there and
yes, Spanda, on our... Spanda wants you to resign, you know?
No, Spanda must join us because we are the peaceful people. He's a peaceful man, and I respect him very well. He's in the wrong party because they are it's a party who are drama queens. In this situation about yesterday, it's a bad thing. This happened, it's not what we expect. But we know that CCC, when they were still MDC, they would exaggerate everything. But for yesterday, we know somebody's died and people have been arrested because that has happened. And we know that was bad. And the police are still investigating. They have not stopped. So this man must be rest assured, give the police the chance to investigate, give everything to be done. ZANU-PF will make their own decision. If these were our members, we'll give them appropriate sentences, appropriate disciplinary measures, which ZANU-PF will take. But we cannot do it because Tamisha is crying. No, it's not a matter of crying. It's a matter of sitting down. Let's work together. Let's stamp out violence from our politics. Then, Mr. the other guy, I forgot his name, he was actually talking about Mlalas, about Kenya. This is the problem of MDC. They want to copy. What happens in Kenya does not work in Zimbabwe. There is nowhere in the world where you've seen a ruling party, a president, saying, I rather you vote my opposition member and not my party members. It means he has no confidence in his own party. But that's another story. So we cannot say, let's copy Kenya. Kenya can do what they do, but that's Kenya. They've got their own way of running their politics. And President Kenyatta has got his own way he wants politics to run in Kenya. But our way is different. You come in, you campaign, you are voted in or you are voted out.
Thank you.
We are in. We are in power, and we are not looking for power with a spear. We are in power already.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mavaza. But just one word, answers or responses. Is this violence going to end, yes or no, Dr. Mavaza?
It has ended. You will never hear about this again because the police are not...
One word, yes, no?
Yes.
Dr. Spanda, is it going to end, yes, no? Mr. Mlalazi? Is the virus going to end, yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much for your remarks, gentlemen. We've come to the end of our show. Wish to thank Dr. Nkululeko Gowanda, spokesperson of the President of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Dr. Sibaba Vaza, ZANU-PF member based in London, and Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, a Zimbabwean living in Britain. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mklaranya, who you're saying have a very good night from Washington, D.C.
I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.